Darren Frehill is back with the sports news and reflections on, well, if you weren't a Gaelic football fan before Saturday and Sunday, you should be now.
What a weekend, Gavin. What can we say about the weekend that we just had in the GAA Championship? Donegal will meet Kerry in the 2014 All-Ireland Football Final. Donegal beat Dublin 3-14 to 17 points in Croke Park. And a 20-year-old, the star of the show, young Ryan McHugh, inspired his side to victory, scoring 2-2. Kerry booked their place in the decider with a 3-16 to 3-13 win against Mayo on Saturday evening. It was a weekend of action that will live long in the memory.
James O'Donoghue for Kerry, sent the goalkeeper the wrong way, into the back of the net. Wonderful penalty from James O'Donoghue, level for the second time. Could we be going all the way? Could we have 20?
He comes, has another goal chance, and there is another goal, and it's Callum McFadden this time. That is quite amazing.
Another penalty, James O'Donoghue, and he sent the goalkeeper the wrong way again, but he put it the other side. Stunner of a penalty from James O'Donoghue. It's the game and the fixture that just keeps on giving.
An amazing story at Croke Park this afternoon. An amazing weekend of football as well.
Well, it certainly worked out at the weekend for Donegal and for Kerry. I'm joined on the line now by Paul Early. Paul, let's start with yesterday. We were told they were in decline. I don't think we've ever seen as big an outsider as we've seen Donegal yesterday in the semi-final. How did they upset the odds against Dublin?
Well, I think, you know, listening to Jim McGuinness before the game, he talked about the Donegal focus was on delivering a performance worthy of the occasion. And I think it was one of his great coaching achievements and one of the great coaching achievements that I've ever seen to prepare a team as he did, you know, to produce the type of performance really against all the odds. And I think they coped with Dublin early on, even though Dublin had the chance, obviously, to go 7 or 8 points ahead. And I think the second goal chance, which was saved by Paul Durkin, was a crucial turning point in the game. And I think once they weathered that storm, and Michael Murphy, I think, summed it up so well in the post-match interview, he said, "We weathered the storm and we kept true to ourselves, stuck with the game plan and had total trust and confidence in themselves and their management to carry out that game plan." And I think that was the key part of the game, that after Dublin had kicked some outrageous points, you know, Paul Flynn and Jim O'Connolly given an absolutely phenomenal display of long-range kicking, but you won't do that for the whole of the game. Once Donegal got a grip, I thought Christy Toy's introduction was very significant, and their key players then got on the ball and started to influence the game. And once they went ahead, as we've seen in the past, they are almost impossible to pull back. And Dublin, in the end, just ran out of ideas in their forward line. An experienced enough forward line, they just needed to get goals, but Donegal just shut up shop in the centre of the defence and produced some tremendous skillful football as well, you'd have to say. Mm. People talk about Donegal as being just a defensive team, but the quality and the skill that they displayed yesterday was of the highest standard. And that applied to all four teams who played over the weekend.
Eugene McGee described in today's paper, The Independent, as Saturday evening's match as a game for the ages. What was the difference between Mayo and Kerry on Saturday?
Well, I think there was a couple of differences. I think, you know, I thought we saw one of the great individual displays in recent years in David Moran's colossal performance at midfield for Kerry. And I think you win midfield and you win it comprehensively as Kerry did, you're going to be very hard to beat. And, you know, he was my man of the match by a country mile on Saturday. He was just outstanding. And, of course, then we saw the re-emergence of what we thought was that extinct animal, the tall full forward who can win his own ball, in Kieran Donaghy, who really terrorised the Mayo defence throughout the game with his ball-winning ability and unselfish passing. And the difficulty is, in the modern game, defenders are no longer used to dealing with the direct high ball because it's used so little. The game is about possession. There's a lot of short passing, a lot of balls kicked in front of forwards. And that means there are very few tall, combative defenders who can compete in the air and break ball on a player like Kieran Donaghy. So I think while Mayo went 7 points ahead in the first half, that was really against the run of play because Kerry had that dominance in the middle of the field, and eventually it wore them down because every time the ball went in, it looked as if Kerry could score a goal. But you have to say as well, Mayo were very unlucky because, you know, they did lose a 5-point lead in the draw game. They lost Aidan O'Shea and Killian O'Connor due to the accidental clash of heads, which did have an impact. And I think they were very unlucky in that some of the very big calls went against them. The reality is that Kerry should have been down to 14 men early on, a clear black card not given, and there were serious question marks about certainly the first penalty that Kerry got and a few frees in the first period of injury time. So, you know, a combination, although I thought Kerry were the better team overall, I think that the Donaghy factor was a huge one.
Finally, Paul, and briefly, if you don't mind, it's a unique pairing. These two have never met in an All-Ireland final before. They did meet in the quarter-final in 2012, which was won by Donegal. Who are your favourites on the 21st of September?
Well, after yesterday, I'm giving up predictions, Darren, because we saw what happened with Donegal. But just thinking about it, I think maybe marginally Donegal, because, again, when you look at the difficulty the Dublin forwards had, the experienced Dublin forward line who had won a couple of All-Irelands had in breaking down the Donegal defence yesterday. Kerry are a younger team, more inexperienced players. You know, it would be a real challenge for them, I think, to open up that Donegal defence. Having said that, you have the Donaghy factor, as I said, which will cause Donegal some problems. So I'd go marginally for Donegal at this stage, but very marginally.
Okay, we're looking forward to that final in just under 3 weeks' time. Paul Early, thanks for taking the call this morning. Donegal qualified for the first ever minor decider as well. They beat Dublin 112 to 111. In rugby, big news coming from France. The Irish Examiner is reporting that Jonathan Sexton has been ruled out of action for at least 2 months with a broken jaw. The Irish out-half suffered the injury playing for his club Racing Metro over the weekend. It's hoped he will be fit for the November internationals. In the Premier League yesterday, Liverpool beat Tottenham 3-0. Arsenal finished 1-1 away to Leicester. Aston Villa beat Hull City 2-1. In the SPL, Celtic drew 1-1 away to Dundee. Graham McDowell secured his place in the European Ryder Cup team. Stephen Gallagher needed to finish inside the top two at the Italian Open yesterday to overtake him in the rankings, but he had to settle for third place, so it's McDowell who has guaranteed his ticket. Paul McGinley will announce his captain's picks tomorrow. The final round of the Deutsche Bank Championship will be completed today. Russell Henley leads on 12 under. Rory McIlroy right on the hunt on 10 under par. Good news for the Irish equestrian team. They qualified for the Rio Olympics yesterday. Sunita Puspor finished in fourth place in the single sculls event at the World Rowing Championships. Owen Clifford claimed his second world title of the weekend at the UCI Paracycling Road World Championships in America. Dan Martin is up to 15th at the Vuelta España. Also a good day for Donegal in motorsport. Declan Boyle won the Galway Summer Rally in a Subaru, the sixth round of the Dunlop National Rally Championship. Jockey David Condon is in a stable condition following a heavy fall at Cork. And finally, today's racing is in Roscommon. The action gets underway at 4:45.
Darren, thank you.